Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into the profound depths of The Myth of Sisyphus by Albert Camus. This seminal essay, first published in 1942, stands as a cornerstone of existentialism and absurdism, philosophies that explore the essence of human existence and its inherent contradictions. Albert Camus, a towering figure in French philosophy, literature, and journalism, confronts the ultimate question of life's worth in The Myth of Sisyphus. In a world stripped of religious and traditional meanings, Camus ponders whether suicide presents a logical response to a seemingly meaningless existence. Yet, his exploration leads to a revolutionary conclusion. It is precisely within this void of meaninglessness that one can discover the potential for a life marked by freedom, passion, and joy. For Camus, the absurd condition of human life, exemplified by the endless toil of Sisyphus, is not a cause for despair, but a challenge to be met with courage and defiance. Embracing the absurd means recognizing the limitations of human understanding and the impossibility of finding absolute meaning, yet choosing to live fully and passionately within these confines. The Myth of Sisyphus is essential reading for atheists seeking a framework for a meaningful life beyond faith. Armchair philosophers drawn to the central debates of Western thought and anyone in search of inspiration to embrace life with renewed passion and intensity. Join us as we explore the enduring insights of Albert Camus, Nobel laureate in literature, whose work continues to inspire and provoke contemplation on the nature of human existence and the pursuit of happiness amidst the absurd. The Myth of Sisyphus, an influential existentialist essay about living your life with greater passion and freedom. Introduction. Living passionately in a world without inherent meaning. Albert Camus, in The Myth of Sisyphus, confronts what he views as the central dilemma of human existence, the pervasive feeling of meaninglessness that seems to haunt the secular modern world. This feeling, according to Camus, begs a critical question. In a universe that seems devoid of built-in purpose, how should one live? Should individuals cling to religious dogmas, or should they confront the abyss of meaninglessness head-on? Camus argues that the absence of meaning does not doom us to despair, but rather sets the stage for a life of richness, passion, and freedom. He suggests that grappling with the notion of a life without inherent purpose is not only feasible, but is the gateway to truly living on one's own terms. The escapism of hope and suicide. Two sides of the same coin. At the heart of Camus' philosophy is the conviction that hope and suicide are two responses to the same fundamental issue of existence. Both, in their own way, are attempts to escape the absurdity of life. Camus posits that the acknowledgement of life's inherent absurdity, the inescapable void, must not lead us to despair, nor encourage us to seek solace in illusions. Instead, he suggests that embracing life in the face of its meaninglessness is the most authentic way to live. Lessons from Don Juan, Embracing the Moment. Camus draws upon the character of Don Juan, the notorious lover who seeks passion without attachment, as an exemplar of how to live authentically in a meaningless world. For Camus, Don Juan represents the ultimate rejection of any pretense at a lasting legacy or deeper meaning in human connections. Instead, he embodies the capacity to live fully in the present, to extract every drop of enjoyment from the fleeting moments of life without the chains of hope or despair. The Sisyphean condition as the human condition. Perhaps most emblematically, Camus casts the myth of Sisyphus, condemned to eternally push a boulder up a hill, only for it to roll back down each time, as a metaphor for the human condition. Far from seeing Sisyphus's fate as a punishment, Camus interprets it as a reflection of our own lives, an endless cycle of striving without ultimate purpose. However, in this repetitive act, Camus finds freedom. The point is not to despair over the futility of the task, but to find meaning in the struggle itself. To fully engage with the task at hand, no matter how futile it may seem, is to embrace the absurdity of life. In attending to the myth of Sisyphus, we're invited to consider that maybe, just maybe, the secret to a passionate and liberated earthly existence lies not in finding ultimate answers or escaping the human condition, but in courageously accepting and embracing the lack of inherent meaning. It's in this acceptance, Camus suggests, that we can live authentically and passionately, fully engaged in the here and now. Part 1. Finding Meaning in the Seemingly Meaningless, The Paradox of Existence. Imagine posing the question, "Why do you choose life?" The myriad responses you might encounter weave a complex tapestry of human motivation, from familial duty to sheer curiosity about the future. Yet beneath these varied answers lies a more fundamental belief that our daily actions and pursuits somehow matter. Albert Camus, diving deep into existential philosophy in The Myth of Sisyphus, suggests that a driving force behind our will to live is the inherent value we ascribe to our activities. When young, brimming with hopes and dreams, life's purpose seems clear. Our ambitions fuel us, and every step forward feels laden with significance. However, as life unwinds, two universal experiences often thrust us into a crisis of meaning. The first is the monotonous repetition embedded in our existence, the cyclical pattern of daily life, where the blaze of passion once found in work gradually dims under the relentless grind. The second, more somber realization is the inevitability of death, casting a long shadow over our endeavors and whispering the unsettling truth that perhaps, in the grand scheme, our actions bear no lasting impact. The crux of this reflection is the notion that life's seeming meaninglessness stems from these unavoidable experiences. This realization, what Camus termed the absurd, is a critical turning point in understanding human existence. The absurd essentially questions the value of life if all is fleeting and destined to oblivion. It raises the specter of suicide as a logical inquiry rather than a morbid fascination. If life lacks inherent meaning, does it merit continuation, or do we confront it, seeking to unearth value in the void? What Camus unfolds is not a narrative of despair, but an exploration of whether life's apparent pointlessness necessarily equates to worthlessness. Can a meaningful existence be carved from the bedrock of absurdity? This discussion is not merely philosophical, but intensely personal, confronting each individual with the choice of denial or acceptance. The challenge lies in navigating a path through the absurd, discovering pockets of meaning and value, despite the inherent meaninglessness of the broader cosmos. In essence, Camus invites us on a journey to confront the absurd head-on, suggesting that the very act of living, with all its inherent contradictions and challenges, might itself hold the key to transcending the meaningless and finding a subjective sense of purpose in an indifferent universe. Through this lens, life's value is not diminished by its transience, but rather imbued with a unique significance, the courage to persist, even in the face of the absurd. Part 2. When the Search for Meaning Collides with the Enigmatic Universe. We've traversed the landscape of the absurd, where the erosion of value in our daily tasks and the looming specter of mortality beckons us to question the meaning of it all. Yet, Albert Camus nudges us to probe even deeper, into a realm where the absurd originates not just from a crisis of value, but from our insatiable hunger for understanding in a world shrouded in mystery. At the heart of this inquiry lies a poignant truth. The absurd emerges in the clash between our relentless quest for comprehension and the world's inherent resistance to being deciphered. This dimension of the absurd dwells in moments that feel almost surreal, where reality slips through our grasp like sand. Imagine catching your reflection unexpectedly and for a fleeting moment, not recognizing the person staring back, or encountering a loved one only to be struck by an eerie sense of unfamiliarity, as if they were a stranger. These instances strip away the layers of meaning we've wrapped around our lives, revealing objects and people in their stark, unembellished essence as mere things. Such experiences serve as stark reminders that our world, in its raw state, exists devoid of inherent meaning. It's a canvas upon which our minds tirelessly work to paint layers of significance, categorizing and labeling everything in an attempt to make sense of our surroundings. We designate roles to people and purposes to objects. This one is a friend, that one a lover, those over there are shoes. This labeling acts as a compass, guiding us through the maze of daily existence. Yet herein lies the crux of our dilemma. The world possesses a complexity and diversity that incessantly outpaces our cognitive maps. The labels we stick so confidently today, friend, lover, shoes, are but temporary markers, unable to contain the totality of their essence. They evolve, transforming beyond our static definitions, and in doing so, challenge us to reconsider our understanding of them continually. Facing the grand tapestry of existence, our quest for comprehension appears all the more Sisyphean. Camus paints the vivid image of a lone swordsman charging against an army of gunmen, a symbol of our endeavor to unlock the mysteries of the universe with tools hopelessly inadequate for the task. This, according to Camus, is the essence of absurdity, a relentless battle waged by beings hungering for meaning against a universe that remains perpetually opaque. In this landscape where intellectual aspirations collide with the intransigent nature of reality, the proposition of any theory as the ultimate explanation emerges as inherently flawed, perhaps even dishonest. The universe keeps its secrets well guarded, eluding the grasp of our finest theories and philosophical musings. Facing this chasm between our desire for understanding and the universe's indomitable enigma, we are left pondering. If the definitive answers to our existential queries elude us, how then shall we navigate our existence? Is the pursuit of meaning itself a quixotic venture, or can we find solace in embracing the quest, despite knowing that the ultimate answers might forever remain just beyond our reach? Part 3. Embracing the absurd, rejecting the comfort of faith for authentic existence. Facing the unsettling revelations of the absurd, the human spirit confronts a crossroads, the acknowledgement that our deepest yearnings for purpose and comprehension might forever go unfulfilled can cast a shadow over existence, compelling some to seek solace in the familiar embrace of faith. This pivot towards religion or philosophical dogmas, with their comforting narratives and structured guides to living, is what Albert Camus deems an evasion from the true nature of our predicament. It's an attempt to quell the disquiet stirred by the absurd through faith-based solutions that promise answers to life's enduring mysteries. Camus argues that this retreat into faith, though understandably driven by a fear of the unknown, represents a profound inauthenticity. It's not the veracity of religious or philosophical doctrines he contests, but rather the act of leaning on unverifiable assumptions that extend beyond the bounds of our immediate tangible experiences. Such a leap, he suggests, is an illegitimate detour from the ground of our existence, the palpable world we touch, see, and feel. A critical question arises. If faith offers refuge and a semblance of contentment, isn't that reason enough to embrace it? Camus, however, posits that the true dilemma lies not in the accurateness of our beliefs, but in our fidelity to self. Resorting to faith as a refuge from the absurd amounts to self-deception. It's an abandonment of our innermost convictions, a denial of living truthfully in accordance with what resonates at our core. In Camus' view, the genuine resolution to life's inherent meaninglessness is not to contrive a sense of meaning, but to courageously accept and embrace the void. This acceptance commands a life devoid of hope for an illusory future, a steadfast refusal to subscribe to any doctrine offering definitive answers, and an enduring awareness of our unresolved discontent. Such a philosophy might initially appear to herald a bleak existence, devoid of joy and fulfillment. However, Camus insists that acknowledging life's absurdity does not preclude a rich, vibrant life. On the contrary, recognizing the absurd invites us to revolt, not through denial, but by fully engaging with life's experiences, extracting depth and intensity from each moment, in spite of the absurd. This is the essence of an authentic existence as envisioned by Camus, a life resolutely lived in the face of the absurd, acknowledging the void yet not capitulating to its despair. By courageously accepting the absurd, we are invited to live with a relentless intensity and an unyielded presence in the moment, forging meaning in a universe that offers none. Part 4. A leap into the vast ocean of freedom, embracing life's absurdity. Navigating through the tempest of existential inquiry, we've uncovered the pitfalls of seeking sanctuary in religious faith as a shield against the discomfort of the absurd. But this revelation prompts us to ponder further. What intrinsic value does authenticity hold? If faith provides a semblance of happiness, why challenge its comforting illusions? The unfolding insight reveals a compelling narrative, that the recognition of life's inherent absurdity ushers in unparalleled freedom, a liberation untethered from the constraints of preordained doctrines. Herein lies the crux. The absurd is the condition for profound freedom. Religious beliefs, while soothing, inevitably tether us to rigid interpretations of existence. They sketch out a preordained path, telling us who we are and prescribing how we should mold our lives. This delineation, though comforting, ultimately scripts a monotonous existence, a life played out within the prescribed bounds of doctrine. Conversely, the moment we relinquish the quest to infuse our existence with external meanings, we step into a realm of boundless freedom. Embracing the absurd means rejecting any celestial or earthly authority's claim over our lives, be it a deity, destiny, or dogma. The canvas of our lives then becomes one for us to paint, unguided by any hand but our own. Albert Camus, delving into the world of literature, finds a reflection of this notion in Kirillov from Dostoevsky's The Possessed. Kirillov's journey is marked by a fatal exploration of freedom. He posits that if life were to bear meaning, such significance would necessitate the existence of a god. Absent this divine presence, he deduces life to be devoid of meaning, a realization propelling him toward suicide. In a twisted realm of logic, he proclaims that through this ultimate act, he embraces godhood, asserting supreme control over his fate and epitomizing absolute freedom. Yet Camus diverges from Kirillov's grim resolution, advocating that the embrace of absurdity and the freedom it entails need not culminate in self-destruction. Awareness of the absurd, he suggests, is sufficient for liberation. This understanding propels us towards a nuanced perspective on suicide as a response to the absurd. For Camus, such an act signifies a retreat from the very freedom bestowed by life's inherent meaninglessness. Thus, in an ironic twist, both the act of suicide, driven by despair, and the embrace of faith, motivated by hope, forfeit the profound freedom intrinsic to the human condition when confronted with the absurd. Embracing life's ambiguity without succumbing to the lure of false certainties or the finality of death indeed opens a horizon of boundless freedom, a realm where each individual forges their path, liberated from the shackles of preordained truths. Part 5. Embracing the Now. How the absence of an afterlife ignites a fiery passion for life. The brush with the absurd, while unsettling, carries with it an unexpected gift, a burning passion for the immediate, for the tangible world that unfolds around us. This passion, stoked by the realization that there might be no beyond, no afterlife waiting, commands us to seize life with both hands. Let's delve into this transformative idea. The lack of hope in an afterlife leads to greater passion in this life. Ponder for a moment the concept of an afterlife, a realm eternal, far surpassing our fleeting existence on earth in both time and pleasure. Such a belief, while comforting, inevitably casts a pale shadow over our current existence, relegating it to a mere prelude, a waiting room for the true experience to begin. It's a perspective that dims the vibrancy of now, urging us to postpone our zeal and zest for a promised future that remains, at best, an uncertainty. Contrast this with the perspective that emerges when we relinquish the solace of an afterlife. Suddenly, all we have with certainty is this life, this moment. It becomes not just important but essential to dive deeply into the river of now, to drink in the beauty, the pain, the joy, and the sorrow, for this is all there is. This realization, while at first may seem daunting, blossoms into a profound urgency to live, to truly live, while we still can. Camus introduces us to an intriguing twist on this journey, the overturning of quality in favor of quantity. In the theater of the absurd, where no singular experience holds an intrinsic superiority over another, a democratic landscape of experiences unfolds. If the scales measuring the value of our experiences are unanchored by any objective criterion, then any experience can be as valuable as any other. This reality nudges us toward a life of exploration, of myriad encounters, expanding our horizons not in search of the ultimate experience, but in celebration of the multiplicity of life itself. Enter the figure of Don Juan, the epitome of this ethos. Known for his unending series of passionate affairs, Don Juan is not in pursuit of an elusive, perfect love, but is instead a connoisseur of moments, each liaison a testament to living passionately in the now. He embodies the pursuit of sensual pleasure, unburdened by the quest for an ultimate meaning or end. However, Camus doesn't hold Don Juan up as a paragon to be copied, but rather as an illustration of a life lived fiercely, passionately, with an insatiable thirst for experiences. This isn't a call to hedonism, but an invitation to engagement, to being fully present, unperturbed by the unreachable certainties of the hereafter. Thus, the absence of an afterlife becomes not a void of despair, but a canvas for passion. Each of us free to paint our existence with the colors of immediate, fervent engagement with life. Herein lies the beauty of the absurd. It compels us to a life of intensity, making every moment count, not as a preparation for something better, but as an end in itself, rich and overflowing with the possibilities of the present. Part 6. The Eternal Toil of Sisyphus, a Mirror to Our Own Existence. In the annals of Greek mythology, the tale of Sisyphus stands as a poignant allegory for the human plight. Once a cunning king of Corinth, his clever yet defiant acts against the divine order eventually led to his downfall, drawing the ire of the Olympian gods. While the myths vary, one recounts how he dared to imprison death itself, an audacious feat that disrupted the natural order to such an extent that the gods were compelled to intervene. Yet, it is Sisyphus's eternal punishment in the afterlife that etches his story into the collective human consciousness. Condemned to an endless cycle of pushing a massive boulder up a mountain, only to watch it inexorably roll back down upon reaching the summit, Sisyphus embodies the essence of futile labor, a punishment deemed by the gods as supremely torturous due to its incessant and pointless nature. The crux of his story, and where it resonates deeply with the existential human condition, lies precisely in this pointlessness, in the absurdity of his task, a relentless endeavor devoid of progress or purpose. Sisyphus's fate, in the eyes of Albert Camus, mirrors the existence of humanity itself. Much like his never-ending task, our daily lives are often filled with repetitive actions and routines that, when viewed from a distance, may seem as inconsequential and absurd as rolling a boulder up a hill, only to start again. Yet despite the grim undertones, Sisyphus's ordeal unravels a layer of profound insight into the nature of human resilience and determination. Camus illuminates a rather unexpected silver lining in this mythic tale of eternal toil. He posits that the true torment would lie not in the task itself, but in the false hope that there could be an end, a resolution to the suffering. Sisyphus, fully cognizant of the futility of his situation, reaches a state of acceptance, free from the illusion of a better existence or an escape from his plight. This acceptance, paradoxically, becomes a source of liberation. During his descent to retrieve the boulder, in those moments of reprieve, Sisyphus discovers a form of contentment within his cursed existence. It's in this state of acknowledgement and acceptance of his fate, devoid of any illusion of progress or relief, that he finds moments of genuine satisfaction amidst the struggle. Camus conjectures that despite the overarching sorrow of his fate, Sisyphus might also experience instances of joy. Sisyphus's tale, as interpreted by Camus, extends an invitation to all of us to find meaning and fulfillment within our own versions of the absurd. It suggests that joy, satisfaction, and even a sense of freedom can be found not in the outcomes of our endeavors, but in the process, in the struggle itself. Like Sisyphus, we too can cultivate a sense of contentment and resilience in the face of life's inherent absurdities, accepting and embracing our tasks, however Sisyphean they may seem. Final summary. Albert Camus, through his incisive philosophical inquiries, confronts us with a stark yet invigorating reality. Our quest for ultimate understanding and meaning in a complex and chaotic world is an endeavor doomed from its start. The layers, the intricacies of the cosmos and our existence within it far outweigh the capacities of our comprehension. The quest for a singular, overarching purpose or meaning to our lives, when sought in the external world, inevitably leads us to a crossroads, presenting us with three stark choices. We could, as some do, seek refuge in the embrace of faith, adhering to doctrines and beliefs that, while comforting, remain unprovable and abstracted from our lived experience. Alternatively, faced with the daunting void of meaninglessness, one could contemplate the cessation of existence itself, through suicide, as a means of escape. However, Camus advocates for a third option, one that he deems the most authentic path, to courageously face the absurdity of existence head-on, to accept the inherent meaninglessness of our lives without recourse to false hope or final escape. This acceptance, as Camus elucidates, is far from a resignation to despair or a call to live a life marred by difficulty and sorrow. On the contrary, the acknowledgement of life's absurdity, its lack of inherent purpose or meaning, paradoxically serves as the foundation for a life lived with greater freedom and passion. The absurd, rather than being merely a source of existential angst, becomes the wellspring from which we draw the strength to live authentically. Embracing life's inherent absurdity frees us from the constraints of preordained doctrines or the tantalizing illusion of a better hereafter. It invites us to live each moment fully, to engage deeply with the world and our experiences within it, unshackled by the pursuit of an elusive ultimate meaning. This perspective imbues our existence with a sense of urgency and a mandate to relish the here and now, leading us to discover joy, satisfaction, and fulfillment in the very process of living. In the end, Camus' exploration of the absurd offers not a nihilistic view of life, but a call to courageous authenticity. It challenges us to confront the void without flinching, to find our own paths to joy and meaning within the beautiful, often confounding tapestry of existence. The absurd, thus, is not a pit into which we fall, but a vista we explore, a condition that, when embraced, enriches our lives with freedom, passion, and an unyielding zest for the present moment. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.